Savitri, from the bottom of page 591 to the middle of page 593. To him I have offered hope for sacrifice, and gave my longings as a sacrament. Who shall prohibit or hedge in his course, the wonderful, the charioteer, the swift? A traveler of the million roads of life, his steps familiar with the lights of heaven, tread without pain the sword-paved courts of hell. There he descends to edge eternal joy. Love's golden wings have power to fan thy void. The eyes of love gaze starlike through death's night. The feet of love tread naked, hardest worlds. He labors in the depths, exults on the heights. He shall remake thy universe, O death. She spoke, and for a while no voice replied. While still they traveled through the trackless night, and still that gleam was like a pallid eye, troubling the darkness with its doubtful gaze. Then once more came a deep and perilous pause in that unreal journey through blind naught. Once more a thought, a word in the void arose, and death made answer to the human soul. What is thy hope? To what dost thou aspire? This is thy body's sweetest lure of bliss, assailed by pain, a frail, precarious form, to please for a few years thy faltering sense with honey of physical longings and the heart's fire, and, a vain oneness seeking, to embrace the brilliant idol of a fugitive hour. And thou, what art thou, soul? Thou glorious dream of brief emotions made and glittering thoughts, a thin dance of fireflies speeding through the night, a sparkling ferment in life's sunlit mire. Wilt thou claim immortality, O heart, crying against the eternal witnesses that thou and he are endless powers and last? Death only lasts, and the inconscient void. I only am eternal and endure. I am the shapeless, formidable vast. I am the emptiness that men call space. I am a timeless nothingness carrying all. I am the illimitable, the mute alone. I, death, am he. There is no other God. All from my depths are born. They live by death. All to my depths return and are no more. I have made a world by my inconscient force. My force is nature that creates and slays, the hearts that hope, the limbs that long to live. I have made man her instrument and slave. His body I made my banquet, his life my food. Man has no other help but only death. He comes to me at his end for rest and peace. I, death, am the one refuge of thy soul. The gods to whom man prays can help not man. They are in my imaginations and my moods, reflected in him by illusion's power. That which thou seest as thy immortal self is a shadowy icon of my infinite, is death in thee, dreaming of eternity. I am the immobile in which all things move. I am the nude inane in which they cease. I have no body and no tongue to speak. I commune not with human eye and ear. Only thy thought gave a figure to my void.